This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. There is no question that being the front runner makes one the bigger target, and both of Michelle Lujan Grisham's opponents in the upcoming primary are shooting at her. The issue was raised during the debate on TV Sunday. What were the circumstances behind her leaving the job of Secretary of Health under the Richardson administration in 2007? Both Jeff Apodaca and Joe Cervantes wanted to release her personnel files to answer that question. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
During the debate, Cervantes, a state senator from Las Cruces, pushed Lujan Grisham to reveal why she left the job. He says that she was fired by Richardson, and that's why she doesn't want to release the information. Lujan Grisham, however, says she was not fired by Governor Richardson. Campaign staff would not answer directly when asked by the press on Monday if she would release that information. The spokesman said employee personnel files were private, and they weren't even sure they could legally be released. Bill Richardson himself weighed into the fight, saying Cervantes is grossly mistaken about the reason Lujan Grisham left, and then said he never sealed the personnel files. More after this. However, Cervantes said that Richardson told him face-to-face that he had fired Lujan Grisham. He also released records from 2008, comments made by then-UNM President David Harris that suggest Richardson told him the same thing. Cervantes said to the Albuquerque Journal, quote, "I wouldn't say anything unless I heard it from the horse's mouth. I think the governor of New Mexico should share our values, and that includes telling the truth," end quote. Despite saying that Lujan Grisham stepped down on her own in 2008, she's been criticized for micromanaging the department and running off good staff. She was also called out for allowing dangerous conditions to persist at Fort Bayard Medical Center near Silver City. Lujan Grisham has served in the cabinets of Bill Richardson, Gary Johnson, and Bruce King, and says she had no problem telling them off if necessary, but that doesn't mean she was fired by any of them. Jeff Apodaca during the debate said that opioid deaths went up during her tenure as health secretary, and then accused her of accepting contributions from pharmaceutical companies. She said, yes, they did go up, but they also went up nationally. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Lujan Grisham says the issue over being fired by a former governor is a bit odd, since she has been endorsed by both Bill Richardson and Republican or Libertarian now Gary Johnson, who praised her work as a cabinet secretary. But being in front increases the target size for your opponents. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.